Nearly 400 years ago,
差不多400年前,
there was a group of Christians in Europe.
有一群基督徒在欧洲,
and they wanted religious freedom, and they heard about a place called America.
他们希望, 有一个灵里面的自由, 就是进, 所以他们就听到关于美国。
It was a new land, unexplored, but they came.
美国是一块新的土地, 然后没有人去过的地方。 一个新的土地。
There was 132 pilgrims.
那边有120个朝圣者。
And they came to America.
他们来到美国。
And they landed in a place called Plymouth Rock.
然后他们第一个去到的地方就是Plymouth Rock. I don't know what that is.
Plymouth Rock is a place in Massachusetts.
哦，是在Massachusetts那个地方。
And what they did is they came to America. They made friends with the Indians.
然后他们来到美国, 然后跟当地的土著成为朋友,
and they built houses.
然后就这边建房子,
there was 132 of them.
那边有132个人,
and the Indians showed them how to plant corn and how to fish.
然后那些美国的土著就教他们怎么样来种玉米, 然后怎么抓鱼, 捕鱼。
And then the winter came.
然后冬天就来了。
I would like everybody to stand up.
我请各位都起立, 好吗?
It was a hard winter.
然后那天的那年的冬天非常的冷。
At the end of the winter, you people sit down.
然后在那个冬天的结束的时候, 这左边的人请坐下。
You stay up.
这边右边请坐。
At the end of the winter, half of them were dead.
然后在冬天的末期，有一半的人都走了，都死光了。
For those of you who have sat down, they're the dead ones. You're lying.
所以那些左边坐下来的人就都是去世的。
You may be seated.
你可以请坐了。They
died of disease. It was a hard winter, and they died of disease.
那天冬天非常的冷，所以他们就生病就死亡。And
then there came a time at the end, as spring came, that people stopped dying.
那后来呢？春天来了，然后就没有人再继续死。And
they started
就停止。
They started catching fish, and then they had their first harvest, and it was an abundant harvest.
然后他们就开始捕鱼啊，然后那年他们就非常的丰盛的收割。
And they had enough food for the whole room.
他们食物多到可以给房子里面每一个人。
But they only had half as many people to eat the food.
可是只有一半的人有可以吃,
so they had lots of food.
所以他们祝福那个，哦，他们有太多食物了。
So they decided to have a big Thanksgiving feast.
所以他们就决定要有一个感恩节的一个聚餐。
And they were so thankful, they were so grateful that here they'd come to this new land, they had found religious freedom, and they had survived the winter and the sickness.
他们非常的感恩，因为他们来到这个新的土地，可以有自由，宗教的自由，可以敬拜神，而且又存活下来。
And they invited all the Indians.
他们就邀请当地的土著。
The Indians that had showed them how to plant corn and catch fish.
那些帮助了他们的土著，教他们怎么种玉米，怎么样捕鱼。
And it said they feasted for 3 days.
然后他们呢就这样子丰盛的庆祝三天。
A 3-day Thanksgiving feast of gratitude towards God.
他们三天的这样的聚餐来感恩，对神感恩。
And it says that they continued to grow, other people came, more people came, and they were the leaders. And the state became Massachusetts, and the descendants of the early leaders of the early pilgrims were the leaders there.
他说就是这一群人成为当地的领袖，甚至于他们的后代也成为当地的领袖，就是Massachusetts这个地方的领袖。
They had given thanksgiving to God,
他们感恩，向神感恩,
and were grateful towards him.
然后对神充满了一个感激,
and he gave his blessing back to them.
然后神也祝福了他们。
Now I'm going to talk about a life without gratitude.
我现在要讲一个生命里面假如没有感恩会怎么样呢?
I was down in Southern California this past week.
我上个礼拜就去了南加州。
And the Lord told me to call upon some relatives that I had not spoken to in a long time.
然后神就感动我要打电话给我的亲戚朋友，就很久没有联系的。
So I went by to visit them, and they had a big house, beautiful house.
然后我都到他们的家里去看他们，然后他们有住在很大的房子里。
They were very wealthy and done really well in life, and they're in their 70s now, but they're retired, but doing really well.
他们就是已经七十多岁了，然后他们在属世眼光都是非常成功的人，就是有大房子、车子，什么都有。
And as they welcomed me in their house and they started sharing with me, they started complaining about the election.
然后当我进到他们的家里的时候，他们就来跟我分享，然后开始就为美国选举的这个事情就来抱怨。
They went on and on and on like America was headed for bad places.
他们一直在抱怨抱怨抱怨到就说好像美国要垮掉一样。
And then the woman that was there, she'd had an operation on her ankle because she'd broken her leg and she had an operation on her ankle.
那当那里的一个太太，她就有一只脚是受伤的，她就动过手术，她的踝子骨嘛，就是她的脚那边呀，又要动手术。
So they were complaining about the elections. She was complaining about her leg. Her husband had to take her everywhere around, but they had enough money to build another door in their wall so that she didn't have to go upstairs.
所以她一直这样的抱怨，然后她的先生呢又要带她到处出去，就开做她的开车司机，然后可是他们却有钱到可以说在家里开一扇门，还可以不用爬山的，不用爬楼梯的，就反正就方便她走动。
Because she was going to be in a wheelchair for 6 months.
因为她坐在轮椅上6个月了。
She had the shower fixed so they could wheel the wheelchair in the shower.
她在那个洗手间里面甚至可以都弄得可以方便那轮椅推进出。
And the members of their church were bringing food by.
然后他们的教会的人也带领也给他们煮饭吃。
They complained it was too much food.
他们还抱怨说这食物太多。
You know, they bring so much food to be packed up and they'd have enough food for two or three days with that.
他说食物多到可以有两三天都吃不完。
So they just complained and complained and complained.
然后他们就一直抱怨抱怨抱怨。
Meanwhile, they shared that they had a daughter that was a dentist and a son who was a computer programmer.
所以他有一个女儿是一个牙医，然后他的儿子是。
They had a granddaughter that just graduated from college and is a teacher.
然后他们都是很有教育的，都。大学毕业要成为老师。
They have two other grandchildren that are in high school. One's a freshman song leader, and the other one's a senior, and he's an athlete and doing really well.
然后他还有两个孙子孙女，然后都在学校里面都是很成绩很出众啊，然后又唱歌表演，又做体育课什么的。对。
But they didn't really boast about that.
可是他们并没有因为这样子感到很荣耀。
Their concern was about the president.
他们就很专注在这个美国总统。
Their concern was, what are they going to do with all that extra food?
然后他们的专注力是想到，这些多余的食物怎么办？
The husband liked to cook himself.
那个先生也很喜欢煮饭。
So, finally, I said I had to leave, and may I pray for the woman for her foot?
所以最后我要走之前，我就问那个太太，你愿意我为你祷告吗？为你的脚祷告。
So as I began, I called the Holy Spirit to come.
然后我开始的时候就求圣灵来。
I put my hand on her shoulder.
然后我就按手在她的肩膀上。
And the Lord said, I want you to pray gratitude.
我希望你为她祷告，给她一个感恩的心。
It was as if God was grateful to her.
她就说，像神对她也是非常的感谢。
Because she had chosen Jesus as her Lord and Savior.
因为他接受耶稣基督作为他个人的救主。
But her eyes were somehow clouded with the world's values.
可是他的眼睛却被蒙蔽，就被世界的价值观蒙蔽。
So as I prayed for her, I prayed for her body, and her children, and her husband, and all of the things that she should be grateful for.
所以我当我为她祷告的时候，我就为她的丈夫、她的小孩，所有的祝福在她的生命里面，她应该要感恩的。
And the Lord gave me all these little things, things that she had taken for granted, to sort of remind her to be grateful for these things.
然后神就感动我，就为她生命里面每一件小事情，好像她忘记的这些小事情来感恩。
And then I said, Amen.
然后我就说阿们。
And she said, How about my ankle?
然后她就说啊，我的脚嘞，你没有为我的脚祷告。
You didn't pray for my ankle.
对呀，你怎么忘记我的脚呢？
I looked at her and said, Your ankle is going to be fine.
我说你的脚会没问题的。
And I thought about this.
然后我就在思想这个事情。
And as I was driving away, I was reminded of a story from the Bible.
然后当我离开那里的时候，我就想到圣经里面一段故事。
About there was a crippled man and his four friends lowered him through the roof.
就记得有一个摊子，不是有四个朋友把他从楼顶上方降下来。
Of a room that was so crowded with people that wanted to gather next to Jesus.
然后在一个房子里面是满满的人，然后他们为了要亲近耶稣，所以就拆了那个楼顶，把那个摊子放下来，在耶稣的面前。
And Jesus says, "Your sins have been forgiven."
然后耶稣就对他说，你的罪。被饶恕了，被赦免了。
And the man got up and walked away.
然后那个人就起来就走了。
And the Pharisees that were there, they were go ahead.
可是那些法利赛人在那里。
They were saying, "How can this man forgive sins?"
他说：“这位耶稣是谁啊？你怎么可以赦罪呢？”
And Jesus said, "What is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk?"
那耶稣就对他们说：“你觉得哪样比较容易呢？你的罪被赦免，还是得医治起来走呢？”
And for the woman that I prayed for,
那就像这个事情，就跟我为那个女人祷告一样。
What is easier to say? Be grateful to God, or your foot will be healed.
他说：“哪一件事比较简单呢？是你的脚被得医治，还是对神有感恩的心呢？”
Because as we give gratitude to God and to Jesus Christ,
因为当我们向神感恩的时候。
We're worshiping the Lord.
我们就在敬拜神。
And when we give gratitude for things that He's done for us personally that we know,
当我们为这些东西他已经成就在我们生命里面的事情来感恩的时候，
we're worshiping Him in spirit and in truth.
我们就在敬拜他，用心灵与诚实敬拜他。
There's also a parable here that Jesus spoke about. It's life without gratitude. It's the rich young fool in Luke 12:13.
这里圣经还有另外一段故事，就是在在路加福音十二章，你们有圣经可以拿出来。路加福音十二章十三节。
It's one of the men in the crowd, and he said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
I don't know, there's no Chinese up there.
Can you interpret it?
Yeah, so 他就有一个故事就讲到 OK, 众人中有一个人对耶稣说夫子请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家产
Next one, just keep going. Someone in the crowd, OK,Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. You already read that.
We already read that.
Okay, go to 14. Okay, let me read it.
这段故事 I have it here. Okay.
Jesus said, Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?
耶稣说你这个人谁立我做你们的审判官和分家业的人呢？
And Jesus said to them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
于是他对众人说你们要谨慎远离一切贪心因为人的生命并不在于家道丰富。
Then he spoke a parable to them saying,The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful.
就对他们讲了一个比喻，说有一个富翁的田地丰收，他自己心里说怎么办呢？因为我没有足够的地方收藏出产的。
And he thought within himself, saying, "What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?"
又说我要这样办，我要拆掉这些仓房， 建造更大的，好在里面收藏我的一切粮食和货物。
So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods.
Yeah, I already said that.
Okay. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
然后我就对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你拥有许多好东西，足够多年享用，只管安安逸逸地吃喝快乐吧。
I've got everything. I've got my timeshares paid for. I got my vacation set up. I like the President of the United States. Everything is perfect.
他说我什么都有，我又有去旅游的这个房子。I don't know how to say it in Chinese.反正我有什么都有，然后我又喜欢美国总统，我现在就可以欢喜快乐吧，就享受了。
Otherwise, anything that he wanted in his flesh, he had.
换句话说，他所有在肉体里面所需要的东西都得着了。
But in verse 20, God said to him, "You fool!"
可是神怎么对他说呢？神却对他说：“无知的人呐，无知的人。”
This night your soul will be required of you. Then whose things will be, then these things be which you have provided. So who will they go for then?
他说，无知的人啊，今天晚上你的灵魂必被取去，你所预备的要归给谁呢？
Yeah.
这么多的一切东西要给谁呢？
Yes, it's just, we never know in our own life.
我们不知道在我们的生命里面。
I can remember one time when I was in high school and I had a date with this girl, first time I had a date with her, and it was Christmas Eve. She invited me over to her house for Christmas Eve, so she must have liked me.
所以我记得在我高中的时候我就是跟一个女孩子约会，我她邀请我到她家里，就是这个圣诞节前夕平安夜的时候。
It was going to be at her family's house. She was going to introduce me to her family, and it was a girl I really, really liked.
那他邀请我去他的家里，我相信他应该很喜欢，他也喜欢我吧。然后我很在当中有一个女孩，我非常的喜欢。
And then my car broke down.
可是我的车子就坏掉了。
And there were no cell phones.
然后那时候又没有手机。
And I didn't know the number of her parents' house.
然后我又不知道他父母家的电话号码。
So I didn't show up.
所以我就没去了。哦，可惜。
And my excuse was my car broke down.
然后我的借口就是因为我的车子坏掉了。
Actually, it was my car was already not running. I borrowed my friend's car, and his car broke down.
其实我其实是借了我朋友的车子，然后两部车都坏掉了。
I'm going to get a little serious now.
我现在会稍微严肃一点。
Our life is a life of gratitude.
我们的生命应该是一个感恩的生命。
We older people, the young people don't understand this, but we older people wake up every day and thank God that we're still alive.
你知道吗？我们年纪大的人每一天早上起来，就第一件事情感恩，说神啊，我还活着。
We thank the Lord that we can walk.
我们感谢主，我们还能行走，还能走路。
Can make tea and coffee and make our own breakfast.
还可以自己做早餐，可以做煮咖啡，做煮茶。
I think it's easier for an older person to have gratitude.
我觉得好像年长的人好像比较容易感恩吧。
So maybe this message is for the younger people.
可能这个信息是给年轻人的。
That we give gratitude first because Jesus Christ died for us. Amen?
我们感恩是因为耶稣为我们死。
We believe Jesus Christ took our sins and died for us.
我们相信耶稣基督拿掉我们的罪，为我们死在十字架上。
And then he was resurrected.
然后他也从死里复活。
And we believe this.
我们相信这个事实。
And God is so grateful to us for believing.
然后神也对我们非常的感恩。因为我们愿意接受这个真理。
All he wants from us is our gratitude.
神所要的是我们一个感恩的心，对他感恩的心。
I think Paul described himself as the Hebrew of Hebrews.
然后保罗形容他自己是犹太人中的犹太人。
He'd kept all of the religious requirements.
他在他 守住犹太人所有的一切教条。
After he met Jesus, he realized that all of the religious things he had done were like filthy rags.
到他认识耶稣之后，他才发现他过去所守住的每一个条文，在耶稣基督面前其实都是破烂的衣服。
What the Lord wants from us is to worship Him in spirit and truth.
神所要的是我们在灵里面、心里与诚实来敬拜他。
The truth is, we've been forgiven.
真理是说我们已经被赦免了。
All of your sins of yesterday,
我们所有的罪从过去的。
Any sin that you sin today,
就还有今天的。
Any sin that you sin tomorrow,
还有明天的。
Is forgiven.
都已经被赦免了。
It's called the good news.
这就是好消息。
We're not required to do anything except believe and give thanksgiving.
神没有要求我们做任何事，除了要我们相信、接纳。
And even as the pilgrims had suffered so hard in that winter, and half of their family and congregation had died,
就连那群130个叫什么 pilgrimage， 就是朝圣者，以前第一批来美国的人，他们当中有一半的人虽然已经生病死亡。可是他们还是感恩。
So there's those of us in this room that have gone through or going through difficult times.
虽然我，可是就像我们当中，我们有人在正在很困苦的当中。
How many people in here are students? Raise your hand.
这里有谁什么样
students,
谁是学生
？Students, he's a student. Student back there. Oh, I feel sorry for you.
我为你们感到难过。
We're praying for you.
为你们祷告。
You'll be so grateful when they give you the diploma.
你会当你毕业的那一天，你会非常的感恩。
The day I graduated from Cal Berkeley.
那天我从伯克莱毕业的时候。
I finally understood everything they were trying to teach me.
我才发现，才开始明白为什么他们教我的一切。
Up to that time, I was just submitting papers and.Taking tests and submitting papers, just giving them what they wanted, sort of.
在学习的时候，他们只是要求我要写功课啊，我就只是教功课，写作业。
But the day that I had my gown on, I was walking up to the campus for the graduation.
到那一天，我毕业了，穿着那个毕业典礼的服装，然后走到那条
台上。I knew that I had arrived. I knew that I deserved to be there. I knew that I deserved to go on.
我知道我是。应该要走上去的，因我知道，因为我完成我所有的学业了。
And I bless you, students, with that same. You're going to have that same revelation, same revelation when you graduate. You're going to know, yeah, I'm ready. I belong.
就是我也祝福所有的学生，当你毕业的那天，你会知道你是配得拿这个毕业典礼的证书的。
And it's the same as being a Christian.
这跟信主当基督徒是一样的。
When you understand that you can't do it on yourself, you're not good enough.
当你明白你不能靠你自己的力量来做，你不够好。
And you're able to tell Jesus and other people.
然后你能够跟耶稣说，也跟别人说。
That you can't do it. You're not good enough.
就说你自己知道不能靠自己的力量。
And that you believe that Jesus Christ is good enough to do it.
然后你相信耶稣基督。他才能够成就。
And you receive his forgiveness.
然后你接纳了耶稣的赦免。
And then you forgive others.
然后你开始赦免别人的罪。
It's a time of thanksgiving.
那就是一个感恩的季节了。
As the pilgrims shared their bountiful harvest with the Indians.
就像那些清教徒，他们跟土著分享他们的那个丰盛的收获。I don't know how to do it, sorry.
All of the good things they had, they shared it with the Indians.
他们所有的一切好的食物跟别人分享。
As we have an opportunity to share what Jesus Christ has done in our life,
就像我们跟别人分享耶稣基督在我们生命里面所做的。
It's a time of thanksgiving.
这就是一个感恩的季节。
We are sharing thanksgiving.
我们就是在分享感恩。
We are worshiping in the spirit and truth.
我们就在敬拜神，在心灵与诚实敬拜神。
I was reminded this morning during worship time.
当我们今天早上敬拜的时候
We were singing that song, Yes, Lord, Yes, Lord, Yes, Yes, Lord.
我们在唱那个 Yes, Lord, Yes, Lord 的时候
We were worshiping in spirit and truth.
我们就在心灵与诚实里面敬拜神。
We were saying, Yes, Lord.
我们对神说是的。
Yes, Lord.
是的。
Yes to everything in our lives.
是的，所有一切的事情在我们生命里面。
We can do.
我们不能成就。
You can do.
可是神能做。
You can do.
神能做
You can do
okay,
We can do
我们可以做
Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going into Thanksgiving We're going to take about 30 seconds
我们现在会有一个分享的时间跟大家有分享感恩的时间
We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us things that we have gratitude for
我们会求圣灵来向我们显明哪一些事情他为我们做的，然后我们应该感恩的。
Thanksgiving for，
应该对他来感谢的。
So at the end of the 30 seconds, we're going to ask anybody that would like to share what they have gratitude for, what they're thanking God for.
所以我们会有给你30秒钟，安静在神面前，然后这30秒钟之后就给你们来分享。
So we would say, take 30 seconds, 5 minutes, whatever it is in there.To be able to share with everybody else what God has done for you.
然后你跟我们分享的时候就简短的来分享好吗
So bow your heads.
好，我们来低头。
Father, we praise your name, Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你。
We say, Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我们欢迎你。
And share your thanksgiving with us.
主要让你的感恩来向我们显明。
Amen and amen.
Amen.
So as you feel prompted by the Spirit and you would like to share with everybody else something in your life that you're thankful for, raise your hand.
有感动想要跟各位分享你生命里面的感恩你就举手吧。Ryan has one? Oh, 可以举别人的手吗? 举。
Okay, Ryan.
Ryan, 你妈妈说你有感恩的事。
Stand up, buddy. Stand up and be counted.
All right.
Well, I'm thankful for my family and my friends, Mike and Elliot, who have made my life very fun and enjoying.
And annoying?
Enjoying.
What?
Enjoying.
Enjoying. Okay, I'll say and annoying.他就为他的父母们他为他的家人他的朋友来感恩让他的生命很有趣很对很开心
Well yesterday he had first his team his soccer team the second yeah well he before we go to the game it was 7 o'clock in the morning we go to Danville for a soccer game and we were praying in the car for a good game we didn't pray that we will win but we prayed that God will be in this game that this will be his game that we will have a good weather the coach was sick on Friday and we just pray before we get there in the car that it will be a good game the coach will be good the weather will be goodAnd then the score was 5-0. The other team was not able to get any goal in their team.
Wow.
And the coach was there, and he was there early, wasn't late. And it was just a good game. Everybody enjoyed it. And we just praised the Lord for that. And you're supposed to remember this. It was just yesterday.
But that's good. He's...Grateful for everything else. 他就是哦，哇哦，就是简单的来说，就是 Ryan 昨天他有一个足球比赛， 然后他们在比赛之前有祷告，就为天气啊，为这个比赛祝福，希望是一个很好的经历。因为他们的那个教练生病了，上礼拜五就生病，所以就去不了。后来他们那场比赛就他们就赢了5-0，他们进对方一球都进不了。然后他们呢天气还非常好，到他们结束了比赛以后才下雨，所以就很感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Another,
that's amazing.
Another praise or thanks.
还有吗？
Okay, because I'm getting ready to go, you fool, don't you know?
So we're at the big game, you know, Cal and Stanford, right?
所以我就去。
And it's, here's my ticket that's all crumpled up. I had to take a picture before you couldn't see it anymore. And then there's us because Cal was ahead.And that, I got my thumb up, and the Cal was winning in the first quarter, and the second quarter. And the last play before the half, Stanford, you know, did get field goal, so they took the lead. And then, anyway, bottom line is, I was soaked.It was cold. I was miserable. We went home. And I was with Richard, my friend Richard. And, you know, like Robert, just being with a good brother, it didn't matter who won or lost. It was just being thankful to be hanging out with a brother in Christ. Dr. Richard Ho is my friend, a longtime friend. So that's what I have gratitude for.
Amen.
Lots of other things, but in the, you know, kind of with the game thing.
Amen.
他昨天就去了看我们的叫什么？伯克莱叫不是讲错，我们 talk about 他们跟 Stanford 的比赛，就是美式足球的比赛。虽然我们是输了，可是他感恩的是可以跟很好的兄弟们一起有美好的时间，就是这样。
Another praise report.
还有吗？
哦、oh, ，in the back.
Daniel. Oh, I am thankful that this past week.My family could finally join me on one of my business trips, and it happened to be in Paris, and so that was good. I'm really glad that they could come, they could enjoy and have fun. In fact, the second day we were there, over breakfast, we were just sitting there, and Micah was going, you know, what if we just stayed in Paris? But I mean, one of the reasons why we were able to go was because earlier this year we were finally able to sell our properties, because it's amazing how much money we were throwing at our properties. And so that was something we prayed about at the beginning of the year, that God would help us sell our properties, and we did. And so it's just, I don't know, a year full of blessings.
So, Amen. Thanks.他感恩的是他们在过去这一个礼拜就跟全家人一起去法国旅游，那是非常感谢主，因为他终于有机会跟家人在出差的时候一起出外。然后这笔钱也是因为他今年向神求说他们有一个出租的房子卖掉了，所以才有这个钱可以来一起去旅游，所以就很感恩。
Welcome back.
欢迎你们回来。
I enjoyed all your Facebook posts, so I felt like I was there with you.
每次看到你们 Facebook 上面的照片就很开心。
I'm thankful for my wife.
我为我的妻子感谢你，感谢主。
She just came back on Sunday.
她上周日才回来。
And it was interesting because this is, I think, the first time that we communicated.And we agreed on the time that she should come back.
他说这是第一次我跟他沟通好，然后能够同意说在那一天回来的。
Normally she has freedom to go when she wants and come back when she wants, but we actually planned this trip when she'd go and when she'd come back together.
可通常呢是Angela 有自由随时出去，说是随时回来。可是这次我们是有共识，就早就计划好的。
And the reason is because a year ago we got a little dog named Odie.
那是因为我们这几年最近就养了一条小狗。
And I needed to go on a business trip on Tuesday, so I needed her to come back to take care of Odie during the week.
那是因为我在这个礼拜二就要出门了，所以我需要Andrea回来照顾我们的小狗。
So it's good to have her back.
所以很开心她回来。
This morning, I made her cry.
今天早上我让她哭了。
I didn't think I was going to cause my wife to cry, but because of my words, I caused her to cry.
然后，可是因为我说的话，让她就哭了。My
wife likes to sew.
我太太很喜欢缝。
And my wife actually sewed this little green vest for our dog Odie last year. And I'd like to just show it, pass it around. Smell it, too. Smell it. And pass it around.
看看她的手工艺。
She really did a good job.
她真的做得很好。 就缝了这件外套给她们的小狗。
So this morning, I was preparing for my Bible study, and I'm going through this book called Becoming What God Has Intended.
我今天早上在复习今天要学习的。And
they have a Chinese version, by the way.
叫做怎么样成为神所想要。And
I was on the chapter of sin.
我就刚好读到那一课是讲到罪。And
the honest confession, how important it is to confess or to acknowledge our sins.
可是这个非常重要，是我们需要承认我们的罪。And
so I finished this reading. I spent 2 hours going through this today. And at the end it says, you should list down all your sins.
可是他最后这个课就教我们说，你要把你所有的罪都写出来。Because
if you don't do that, then we stay trapped in darkness and sin.
因为假如你不这样行，你就一直还在黑暗中。So
I finished my study, I put it down, I have 15 minutes to get ready to come to church, and then I look over and I see the green shirt. Make sure you smell it.
他说我读完那个课以后，我准备好要来教会。And when
I looked at that, I realized that when she made that a year ago, I thought it was kind of stupid. I didn't want a 6-pound dog, I wanted a 60-pound dog, and now he's wearing a green little, and it just covered his whole body, you know, when he got in there.
他就读完他那一课以后，他就看到这个小狗的外套，他就觉得一年前他太太弄着以后，就觉得这件事情是很愚蠢的事情，因为这小狗这么小，这还穿外套，就整只都盖住，都看不见。So
I'm reading this book about sin and confession. I finish, and then I see that, and then God, the Spirit, reminds me that I kind of judged my wife a year ago when she made this.
然后神就让我想到这件事情，就让我光照我，发现我就这样子，Dorian,
do you smell it?
就是这样子叫什么？就说论断我的太太。
So I realized this morning that that saved my dog's life this week.
可是我才发现这件外套救了我的小狗的命，这个礼拜。
I was in St. Louis on Wednesday night, and she calls me at 4 a.m. She let the dog go out into the backyard, and there was a skunk that sprayed my whole dog. And she started to worry, and she calls me, it wakes me up at 4 a.m. What should she do? What should she do?
他说他后院里面就有那个臭鼬进来，然后就喷到他的小狗，所以他有点担心小狗会不会出状况。
And the skunk sprayed my dog.
对，就臭鼬就喷到他。And
he couldn't see when he came in.
然后他进来时候看不见。But
he was wearing this green coat that protected his whole body.
他是开的时候是穿着这件外套，就保护了他的性命。
And so I realized that I had judged making this, and yet this little clothes saved my little doggy's life, the doggy I love so much now.
他说我那时候虽然很不喜欢那件外套，可是发现这件外套竟然救了他的命。
So anyway, this is longer than 30 seconds. I'll finish, but I'm very thankful for my wife.
可是我很感谢我的太太。
And I'm sorry that I judged that a year ago. I love you and your abilities, and I'm sorry.
对，我说非常的抱歉。
And I can see she's still not, hasn't forgiven me, but I love her very much.
可是我很爱他，很爱你，很爱你的。我之所以哭，是因为我觉得我突然之间才发现，我那个一天到晚口口声声说爱我的丈夫，他竟然judge我，一年以前就judge我，所以这是让我受伤的，因为我根本都不知道，直到他今天告诉我，让他重罪更重了，结果他一直跟我说。 我跟今天呢跟大家分享说，我们谢谢上帝啊，因为这次我刚从台湾回来，然后呢，我这次照顾我父亲，然后一切都很顺利。先感谢我们小组的团队帮我祷告，在台湾的这个 trip， 所以呢，一切都非常的 smooth。 那我的父亲呢，是快到90岁，所以说他。 其实我的目的是要回去看我母亲 surgery， 所以每个人都问我你妈怎么了？其实我几乎大部分的时间都是照顾我爸。那结果后来我这次也发现了，我其实我也应该对我妈妈好一点，并不是说我对妈不好，只是我爸爸比较需要我 physical 的照顾，可是我的妈妈就是帮她做些家事，很少做到她的身上。 那这次呢，我在台湾的时候呢，我发现一件事情是很感恩的，因为有父母，所以我们感觉到说我们还有一个出处，你知道吗？所以我就为了这件事感恩，感恩说我还很年轻，因为我还有出处，然后呢，所以我还不用一半一半。 而不用100%的 focus 在我的去处，对不对？因为你父母亲去世了，你只有一个，就是你将来要去哪里，对不对？你没有一个出处，所以这个地方我感谢。然后呢，也感谢那个这个教会的姐妹们又开心见到一个感恩节，所以说呢，我回来的时候呢，虽然是刚进教会的门，就很多人给我很温暖的拥抱，这件事我也很感谢，因为这毕竟是一个小家庭。 然后这件事情我觉得这个上帝真的是 amazing， 他给我们一个 physical 家，也给我们一个属灵的家，感谢他，谢谢。So
she's just thankful for this trip going to Taiwan, able to take care of her dad and spend time with her family, that they're both well and alive, and also be thankful for her family in the spiritual family here that she comes back, she receives a lot of hugs, and the brothers and sisters. In our church, who pray for her. Yeah. Okay.
Amen. I thought that when Angela called Scott and said, what should I do? It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I thought Scott was going to say, call Rogelio.
他以为说他早上四点钟打电话给老公的时候，给 Scott 的时候， Scott 的回应应该会说打电话给 Rogelio.
Hello. I am so grateful for many, many blessings from the Lord for this past week in Paris. And a few of them are, I wrote two whole pages down of Thanksgiving. A few of them are that nobody got sick, nobody got hurt, even though Micah fell on his head when a motorcyclist drove by. He fell down and rolled over.
Whoa!
But it's not serious. And that nobody got robbed, although Toby was in the middle of getting robbed, but I stopped it.
Whoa.
I saw it. Yeah. I'll tell you details if you want to know.
Whoa.
And then the weather was predicted to rain all week. So I even bought umbrellas, but every day the forecast would change. Oh, now it's only going to rain 3 days. The next day I checked, it's not... but not today. And then it's going to rain only 2 days, but not today. And it just kept on changing. It did rain whenever we were sleeping. So, and then also it was cloudy all week. And the interesting thing is the clouds is like a insulator. So it wasn't that cold. The last day there were blue skies and it was freezing. So, that is also God's blessing. And my most enjoyable part of the week was being able to learn a lot of French in two hours on the airplane. And throughout the week, I could ask directions where is this and that? When will the store close? How much does this cost? Tell people I don't understand. Ask, do you speak English? And find out what's wrong with this metro stop and what's wrong with that station. So there, one song we sang earlier, we sang Hallelujah, reminded me of this one man who was closing up shop in a mall. The metal gate was halfway down, and he had, it was maybe like African French gospel music, and I only recognized the one word, Hallelujah, and he was cleaning and dancing and singing. So it just made me think, if I go to France again, I want to go to a Sunday service and worship with the local people. And one day in heaven, I don't know if we will worship God in all languages or have a heavenly language that everybody understands. But we were walking out of the Louvre at night, and I noticed on the exit sign, it said, Sortie, which means exit in French. It said exit in English, and it said salida in Spanish, and it said chuco, and we could read them all. So that was so delightful. My Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Wow. 感谢主，他去了法国，有很多很奇妙的经历。 其中一样就是说，他们都没有生病， 然后也没有被偷东西， 然后呢， 然后天气就是本来预报是每一天都会下雨，结果都没下雨，然后还有什么呢？就是刚刚他讲的说，就是感谢神，他去到那边有看到一个，不是一个是标语吗？只是哦不是哦不是讲的哦，他就看到他走之前，他有其中有个经历蛮特别，就是有一些他看到有一个 黑人在里面敬拜赞美，他虽然听不到他在唱什么，可是他只听得懂哈利路亚。他就想说，在天上的时候，我们敬拜神，可能不再会有语言的困难的时候，大家是怎么样一起敬拜呢？所以他就说，希望下一次回去的话，会在法国跟当地的教会一起来敬拜。然后他也感恩说，他们到那边去，虽然有时候语言不通，可是他们都可以有帮助，有人帮助他们。 然后他还有看到不同的语言翻译，他们还看得懂，有中文，有法文，有不是法文，日文，西班牙语，然后他们都看得懂，这样，所以就很多的感恩，谢谢主。Amen.
Elliot.
中文部的也要感恩吧。
All right. I just like to give Thanksgiving to God that I have a family that I can live with and I can share happy memories with, and it's made my life all the better.
Amen.我会感恩，就是我有一个家，我有一个家，有很好的父母亲跟我在一起，然后可以有美好的回忆，这样。
好的，你用中文英文。我在这个感恩节的时间，我要感谢上帝。每一次都，我其实我每一天都在感谢赞美主。Actually,
I give thanks to the Lord every day, but especially during Thanksgiving season.
Yeah，那我感谢上帝，每一年我们都有健康检查。That
I have a health check.
保守和看顾我的健康，所以我很感谢主。So
the Lord always blessed me with good health, so I really thank the Lord for it. Amen.
另外一件事就是我要向 Angela 抱歉，她今从台湾回来还带了一个三个脚的拐杖给我，可以坐的，她是拎了上飞机的。结果呢，这个东西呢？ 他这个东西他带来之前，他已经有那个 text 给我说是这个东西是我朋友，是我同学送给我的，他带来的。所以呢，当我一看到这个东西的时候呢，因为这个东西我在 在美国嘛，十年前就买到了。
哦，
所以呢，我一看到我就说，哎呀，你还那么麻烦，拎了上飞机带来。我说，你不要告诉我同学，我说其实我这个老早有了，后来才知道原来是他买给我的，可是我的同学一定要把钱给他，结果是完全是他的心意对我的，可是我一讲出来他这样就好伤心嘛，对不对？所以我就很抱歉，真的是很抱歉。
OK， 他的说法就是说他很感恩。Oh, sorry, why am I speaking in Chinese? Sorry. So what she was sharing was that she really appreciates Angela, her thoughtfulness for bringing her back a cane that you can sit on. But she actually has one of those long time ago. At first she thought it was her friend from Taiwan wanted to bring Elaine this cane, but not realizing that it was actually Angela's idea, and she bought it and she brought it all the way from to the plane and bring it to Elaine. So she apologized for telling her that, but she still very appreciate her heart. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
One more here.
你们中文不要积极一点，不然来不及了，就。
好，我要感恩的就是这个礼拜，过去这一个礼拜一跟礼拜六，我去参加一个 homeless 的 shelter， 是一个 spoonful of love 的一个行动。
So, this is very thankful that last Saturday and just yesterday she participated in an event, is an outreach to the homeless people, like called spoonful of love.
Love. 那刚刚那个 Robert 牧师提到那个清教徒来美国的时候，150个人，他们有个 have， 就是他们有个丰收的日子。
Yeah, and then just now when Robert was sharing, he talked about the pilgrimage. The pilgrims had so much food, right? It's like a feast for Thanksgiving time.
那我就想到我们中国人，其实这一个spoonful of love 的行动是中国人要对社区有一些服务，所以我们 service 的是中国菜。
So this activities is basically to serve the homeless people Chinese food. It's a representing the Chinese faces.
我就想到我们也是新移民来美国，那我们现在就好像当年的清教徒一样，我们在这边都有工作，有赚钱，生活过得很好。那我们等于是有很多食物，对不对？那我们现在就是把我们所丰富的所得的一部分，我们就来为这个美国的社区来把我们的食物分享出去给这些需要的人。
So just like the many years ago, like the pilgrims, they were immigrants, right? Like how we are immigrants, and now we're when we can make a living here, we should give thanks and give back to the American society. So to share food with them.
Yeah, 所以上个礼拜我们过去这个礼拜我们这样子行动之后，有很多中国的教会都愿意来做一样的事情。
So after these two events, many Chinese churches are willing to step up and participate in this event.
所以我想这就是我们感谢上我们的神，让我们来这里，那我们的感恩，然后我们分享出去，就是我们华人可以为我们的社区比较具体的做一些事情，因为我们 serve 的是 Chinese food， 中国菜。
So we thank the Lord that as a Chinese group we can do something for the Lord and to bless the community。
所以我们要感谢神，让我们不但我们能华人在美国可以在这边有美国梦，完成我们的美国梦，同时我们也因为可以感谢主的原因，我们为社区也能做出我们该做的事情。
So she's thankful that this is an actual concrete steps that the Chinese group can make, that not to bless the community, and also be thankful that they can come to America, enjoy all the blessing of America, and achieve their own dream.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good.
So what we're going to do now,
我们现在要怎么样呢?
is the Lord wants to bring a blessing of thanksgiving.
是神要来祝福我们每一个人有一个感恩的心。
He wants to thank us for choosing Him.
神也要向我们感恩，感谢我们愿意选择跟随他。
He wants to thank us for choosing Jesus.
他却想感谢我们愿意选择耶稣。
He wants to thank us for being forgiven of sin.
他说感谢我们每一个人知道你的罪已经得赦免。
That we walk spotless.
你是毫无瑕疵的。
We walk in righteousness.
我们可以走在公义里面。
For his name's sake.
为了他的名的缘故。
Not because of what we do.
不是因为我们所做的。
But what he says we can do.
而是神所说我们能成就的。
So we walk as free men and women.
所以我们可以走在一个自由的里面。
Free to share with everybody what God has done for us.
跟别人分享神在我们生命所成就的。
Free to celebrate.
来庆贺。
And even as that man in Paris, free to clean his floors and praise God while he's doing it.
就像那个黑人在法国的那个黑人一样，他在清理场，他清理的地板的时候，他还是在敬拜赞美神。
That we never hear that we never hear God say to us, "You fool!"
神不会跟我们说你是无知的人啊。
No, we're going to hear him say, "My son or my daughter."
神会跟我们说你是我的儿女。
Come and abide with me.
来跟我连结。
Come and abide in my love.
在我的爱里面连结。
Come and abide in my peace.
跟神的平安里面连结。
Come and abide in my prosperity.
在神的丰盛里面连结。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's all shout hallelujah.
我们来说 hallelujah.
Again.
再来 hallelujah.
One more time.
再来一次 hallelujah.
Amen. Let's go and share.Thanksgiving with each other. Amen.
那我们就跟过去隔壁一起来分享我们的感恩节午餐。今天还有火鸡。